Good morning. Welcome to Politico's second annual Sustainability Summit, Fast Tracking a Sustainable Future. I'm Marty Cady, the editorial director for subscriptions at Politico.
Yes, obviously that's Marty Cady from Politico, but more of that later. Welcome to this latest episode of Climate Conversations, incorporating quick climate links. And I am your host, Robert McLean. Climate Conversations is assembled here in Shepparton, in northern Victoria, Australia, on the lands of the Yorta Yorta people. Yes, the stolen lands of the Yorta Yorta people. And I pay my respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. As an aside, it's worth noting that Marty Cady grew up in a newspaper family, and rumour has it that instead of placing a football in his crib, his parents put a reporter's notebook and a pen next to him soon after he was born in 1971. Let's get back to the reason we're here. We'll hear a little more from Marty, and you'll find a link to the entire Politico event in the show notes.
It's wonderful to see everyone in person. It's great to have people back in person. And thanks, of course, to everyone joining us on the live stream. The transition to a sustainable future continues to gain momentum after decades on climate action. And this has risen to the top of the agenda across government, politics, and business. The sense that time could be running out, however, is fueling an urgency to invest in environmental solutions across the energy sector. But what are the highest priority solutions that need to be identified and implemented? And what bold steps will it require from Washington, business, and at the grassroots level? Finally, what does the fallout from the Ukraine-Russia war mean for the energy transition going forward? Politico is convening this summit today to discuss the policies, strategies, and innovations that Washington, the corporate sector, and local communities are implementing to accelerate climate progress.
Let's shift now to the podcast. What could possibly go right? And you'll find a link for that in the show notes.
There is a huge well of resolve, courage, bravery, connectedness that is available when people do go on their own existential journey of exploring what these feelings are within themselves around their awareness to environmental disruptions that we have to deal with.
Hi, Vicki Robin here, host of What Could Possibly Go Right, a project of the Post-Carbon Institute. We interview cultural scouts, people who see far and serve the common good, and social artists, people who feel deeply and act with courage in the face of uncertainty. As we all work to protect what we love and change what we can and learn as we go, our awakened hearts are absolutely necessary partners for our critical thinking minds.
And there'll be a link for that podcast in the show notes, along with many other links, links that help you better understand the climate crisis and how you should respond. Yes, we've reached the end of today's Quick Climate Links, or at least the audio section of Quick Climate Link. Thanks so much for your company. So until we talk again, please take care, stay safe, and please be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle.